One moment, please. Loopback is recording this call for the call leader's future use.
Okay, the amendment is to add the word strive to the motion, which would make it read, all units should strive to create budgets that show positive net income, etc. Okay, Jim Boyd.
No.
Lydia Brazon. Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert.
No.
Marcus Jeter. R. Paul Martin, yes. Tony Norman. Michael Novick.
No.
Menage Saba. Raul Salvador.
No.
Barbara Wipperman.
No.
Okay, it's 1-4, 6 against. It failed.
You're very good spirited about it. Let's go to a vote on the main motion. So the vote again is on the following policy. All units should create budgets that show positive net income without CPB funding. Any CPB monies that are received in the 2015 fiscal year should be put toward either catching up on unpaid bills or building up operating reserves. Mr. Secretary.
Would you like to ask if there's objection to it?
Good question. Any objection? Hearing none, the motion's approved. I see the document from Raul for the 2013 unedited financial statements has been circulated now. Any objection to taking that up next? Hearing none?
Did we do both of these items here?
The other one was setting dates for budget review.
Yeah. Is it then understood that we have only gone to A and that when we get through everything else and we get back to 6, 6B will be
correct.
There? Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so, whoops.
Raul?
You know what, Raul? Your version of Excel may be too modern for some of us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me resend this.
We haven't received it.
Excuse me?
This is Barbara at APFA. We haven't received it.
It went out through the National Finance List, Barbara. My time of receipt was 18 minutes ago.
Yes, I received it.
Have you got it now, Barbara?
I don't think so.
Is it from Raul or from you, Brian?
From Raul's address through the National Finance List.
Gotcha, okay.
No, I don't have it either.
All right, let me re-forward it from my address in case Raul's hitting your spam filter.
You on the older version, so and then I kind of tweaked the pin so that you will be easily directed to the end of the columns where you have the actual total for the year versus.
You're going to hide the month by month.
I freeze the pane so that you can.
Are you going to freeze the panes?
Yeah, so that it will be like everybody will be able to scroll to the right where you have the total for the year.
Okay.
And this is on the older version of Excel. Hopefully you get that.
I'm getting, oh boy. I'm getting a corrupt on that one.
Okay. I just save it on the older version.
Okay.
All right. Just saw it come through. I'm going to individually copy people who aren't getting this through the list. So I heard Barbara was having trouble getting it. Who else?
I didn't get it. I don't know.
Okay. So I'm re-forwarding what Raul just sent out, and it's copied to Barbara and Michael at your individual email addresses.
Got it, Treasurer.
Sorry, I sent it to your LMI.net account. What do you want, Treasurer or KPS?
Yes,
LSB?
Please, yes.
Our fault is that you had a problem with a corrupted copy?
Yeah, what I have, besides it saying that, it's 500K on my hard drive, it's 705 on the email. However, the new one's here, so let's put that in. See what happens there. Save the new one, which is here.
We have it on the Treasurer email.
Good.
All right, the second one's come up.
Okay.
Okay. So the first spreadsheet that we're going to look at, the tab under NOs for National Office, and this is where I was reading the earlier description. As you can see here, they incorporated the Central Services Income. Central Services Income. We recorded between the five stations about $230,000 below what was budgeted. And most of that were coming from WBAI. We recorded about $285,000 below the budgeted of $455,000. WPFW, about $55,000 below of what we budgeted, and KPFT, about $22,000 below what we budgeted. KPFK and KPFA had contributed a little bit more than what was budgeted. KPFA had $112,000 over. I just want to make a note that not all of these central services have been funded by the radio station. This is on accrual basis only. In the total income, as you can see, we still are below $241,000, mainly from the central services accrual. And the affiliate income of about $63,000 below budget. And again, on the affiliate income, there were some confusion on whether the affiliate income were billed on a regular basis. This is still under the National Office accounting and tracking. The affiliates fees are now being tracked by affiliates office by Ursula in Iowa, and they had set up their own bank account to forward all the deposits into the bank into that bank account as of February of 2014. On the salary side, it looks like we have where the national office went below the $676,000 in salaries and benefits, and that it was mainly to the number of employees that we have that we had benefits. In 2013, only three employees were entitled to benefits. Most of the employees were hired at the national office. We're hired from the temp agency or we're contracted under the temporary agency with the account stamps and accounting principles. That's why we didn't pay as much benefits at that time. On the administrative expenses, in relation to the temp agency, as you can see here, there's under the consultants, $308,000was spent on temporary agency employees instead of hiring them as employees. So we only budgeted $30,000 for incidental hiring of temporary employees. So about four employees were paid out of that consultant expenses line. Insurance expense, we kind of over budgeted by about $50,000. Our total actual expenses are about $250,000.
I had a question.
Those are questions down. We'll take a stack of questions when he's done presenting the national office portion. Go ahead, Raul.
Okay. The insurance expenses, we only spent $250,000 versus what was budgeted at $300,000. That is about the same level that we are budgeting for this year. And that is exactly what also is in line with our 2014 estimated expenses. So for some reason, we over-budgeted on the year-to-date, on the 2013 budget under the insurance expenses. Our audit expenses are higher by $50,000, and we probably know why that is, because we the audit had dragged for a longer time than we expected, and we had other services like the certification of the CPB AFRs at the same time. We have put here the tax preparation expenses. For 2014, we probably have the same level of expenses, but in 2015, we anticipate that it's going to be lower because most of our accounting would be prepared ahead of time. So that's our goal. We anticipate that the actual audit expenses should only be about $80,000 a year. National board expenses is also under budget, and we only have, one board meeting in fiscal year 2013, it was recorded. The November 2013 meeting was included in the 2014 fiscal year. For programming expenses, we have an accrual of for Democracy Now. We stopped accruing Democracy Now as of the beginning of fiscal year 2014. So this is the last fiscal year that we have accrued expenses. These are just expenses recorded based on the billing. And after September 30, there is no contract active with Democracy Now. Satellite fees are expenses for NPR and Clear Channel. The NPR fees are high depending on the usage of the upload of some of our programming. So it could fluctuate, and in this particular case, in 2013, there's about the $35,000 average of uploading programming. Development expenses, we do not have anything, as you can see, except for like credit card account fees. We did not have any direct mail campaign or anything in 2013. So the total expenses is $400,000 of that. That's mostly on the administrative expenses, and the accounting and audit fees. And that is the national office.
Okay, I'll take a stand on questions now.
Our Paul.
I've got our Paul. Who else?
Michael Miller.
I've got Michael. Who else? All right, let's start with you, Arpal. Go ahead.
Okay. Insurance expense is, let me get it back up to it here. The insurance expense, is that only health insurance, or is that all of the other lovely insurance that Pacifica National Office has to do?
Those are your business insurance.
Okay.
The medical insurance are in the under the salaries and benefits.
Right. Okay, so this is all insurance other than health. So this is okay, so this is all of the other things for when everybody sues.
Like yeah. That
liability,
your
directors and officers.
Yeah.
Errors and omissions, directors insurance, D&O. Fire, property insurance, liability.
Michael?
Yeah, I was trying to understand what you were saying about the, you were saying about salaries and related expenses, and then separately consultants under administrative expenses. So you're saying that even though the salaries and related expenses shows a little bit under budget, the actual payroll cost was much higher because of the $378,000 over budget on consultants. Is that right?
That's right. I believe in 2013, which is including October, November, and December of 2012, we have paid some severance payments to departing officers. And there's some duplicated salaries at that time. There was an overlap. Also, there was a couple, one position in the national office that was not budgeted. The director of administrative services was not budgeted in 2013. And that's why the expenses were, the salary line was a little bit higher.
Okay, and then you're saying that the even though the gross salaries were just in the salaries were quite a bit over budget, but we didn't pay that much for benefits because some of people were part-time or consultant.
Because the employees were all temp agency employees and were not entitled to benefits.
Even the ones who are listed on the salaries and related expenses. In other words, in addition to the consultants?
Yeah, they're consultants. The temp agency employees were booked under the consultants line.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. In other words, you had a budget for gross salaries. It was budgeted at $508,000.
Right.
It came in at $582,000. So that's
correct.
Higher. But all the others... But that doesn't include the consultants.
That doesn't include the consultants. We have we paid the previous CFO and the executive director when we parted ways with them in the last quarter of 2012. At the same time, we paid out vacation and some severance payments.
Okay.
I have the same question, Raul. The thing is that based on the gross salaries, everything
right.
else looks too low. So health benefits is only one quarter of budget, even though gross salaries is over budget.
Yes. There were only actually three employees that were entitled benefits during that time, during the fiscal year. And one of them, which is me, came in the middle of the year. So versus five employees, five to six employees that they budgeted in 2013 that should be entitled to the benefits.
And then why would FICA taxes be lower than budget? They're a third of budget.
Which one?
The FICA, many months are in parentheses as you look across. Some months show, essentially an expense, and other months, I don't know if money was rebated or what, that's why it would be in parentheses.
Let's see that.
Like quarter three and quarter four, essentially there was money coming back in as FICA taxes, it says.
There was an adjustment. I can check that. I don't know what happened to that.
Okay. Did you have anything else, Michael?
No, those are my major questions.
Well, I did have a question on the central service. Well, I'll hold that actually until we get to the stations. But you're sure that they're all being booked as accrual, not cash?
What was that?
You're sure that all the central services are being booked as accrual, not cash?
Not cash, yes.
Okay.
Question?
Go for it, Paul.
Line 122, our bottom line. Gee, that looks like a big negative number, right? We were budgeted for 105. And you're saying I'm looking at these two numbers. All right.
Yeah, it's 642,000 worse than budget.
Yeah. So.
Is that a rhetorical question?
I'm making sure, because I'm looking at the year-to-date variance, and I'm saying, oh my. Okay, so it's
It's what happens when you raise $250,000 less than you thought and spend $400,000 more than you planned.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking at this. So we are. So national office came in $642,000 in the red for what is this? FY13? Is that it?
Right, right. I forgot to note that the legal expenses were also about $140,000 higher than budgeted. And the consultant is 278. Part of that, $278,000. $67,000 of that was paid to a consultant that they hired in the first quarter of 2013. The two consultants that worked for 2 months, and it cost the foundation $67,000.
And just to clarify, Paul, the $642,000 is worse than budget, but the deficit is only 537,000.
A mere 537.
A mere 537.
Well, a bag of shells.
All right.
One other question on that. Is,
go ahead, Michael.
Is any of that, will any of that be offset by if the CPV money should come in? Or is none of that go to the national office?
CPV, the NPAD money from CPV still winds up on the station's books.
Okay.
Not the national office books.
Okay.
All right. Next unit we have on the agenda is the Pacifica Radio Archive. Raul?
Tony, back on the call. Apologize. We got caught up in a meeting, so I'm back.
Okay, so we're going to the tab PRA. If you could scroll to the right-hand side, the totals. PRA, as I have indicated in the last meeting when we reviewed the year today, was close to target of the revenue and its expenses. The listener support was a little bit higher in 2013, over about 96,000 over the budget, and a little bit short on the revenue, purchase of revenue from the radio stations, that's your premiums revenue in-house. $52,000. We budgeted 77 versus $25,000 that we that PRA generated, and they have a grant income of $10,000, as well as a premium sales to outside Pacifica of about $2,000 above budget. And they were short on central services, as indicated here for BAI, PFW, and KPFT. Nevertheless, their total revenue is about $36,000 higher than budget. For expenses, they're a little bit on target. They're about $6,000 a little bit over. And that's mostly on the salaries. They had hired towards the end of the year. They hired a temporary archivist that helped out in some of the grants that they generated. Their administrative expenses about $8,000 higher, and it's probably just a classification of some of the expenses under the admin. Some of these have been budgeted under development expenses. Their development expenses, they're about $3,000 higher. And, programming. Programming is about $13,000 higher. So total expenses is about $33,000 higher. And so that makes up for the revenue. And they're about only $3,000 in excess income, or surplus of $3,000 above budget. And that's PRA.
Questions on the archives? Anybody? If there's no questions, we'll move on because we are behind schedule. The next unit on our agenda is WBAI. I'm starting to hear some noise over the phone line, so if you all can mute while Raul presents.
WBAI. Overall, WBAI, with it's about $955,000 net loss versus about $66,000 that surplus that they have budgeted for about $1 million behind budget. And that was mainly because of the revenue short stage of about $735,000, mostly from the CPB grant. Other allocations was lower than we anticipated of about $160,000. That's line 21 and line 22. And that's probably true with all the other stations. Their CPB allocation was lower than expected. WBAI's listener support was about $189,000 below budget, generating about $2.5 million versus $2.7 million of budget. There's also some website income that was not recorded, and that website income just was not probably recorded on its was not categorized. It's probably all included in the listener support during this year, because this was a new initiative that they had implemented at WBAI in this fiscal year. They're also short on some other income, major donor income, and some grants income. And that's why they're below budget for the total income by $700,000. On the salaries expenses, we have our salaries is $1.7 million versus $1.3, about $400,000 below budget. And that's mainly from the severance payment made in August. And of about $296,000 total expenses, including taxes for those severance payments. On the administrative expenses, WBAI is about $77,000 above budget. And that was mainly due to some office expenses and some other administrative postage and regular lines, telephone lines. Again, for the radio station, the programming, there are about $62,000 above budget with this programming expenses, mainly from the approval of expenses in the tower expenses, the utilities and the escalator clause that require them to pay about $10,000 higher per month on what was budgeted in 2013. development expenses, that's your premiums, is also higher in BAI. The premiums were about $50,000 higher than budgeted at BAI. And the expenses for your community events is about $25,000 higher, lower in BAI. Central services was about $294,000 lower than what was budgeted. We started recording in 2013 a reduced percentage for DAI to help DAI catch up with expenses, but they budgeted the full 17% in 2013. That leaves them with about $1 million below budget. In terms of the excess income and loss. And that's BAI.
Questions on WBAI? Unmute yourself to get
Michael,
on.
Michael, can you
speak? I've got Michael. Who else?
Our Paul.
I've got our Paul. Who else? Our Paul, it's your station. Why don't you go first?
Okay. My station. Oh, my, no, it's not.
It is your station of origin.
It's where we are right now. Yes. Let's see. The there are a couple of things here. One of the things you mentioned, phone lines problems. I will note that we've had a chronic problem with Verizon for a couple of years here. The general manager is saying he's going to war with Verizon to try and get money back for stuff. So the severance tax, you have the severance is in here, right?
Right. If you look at August.
And is the tax in here?
Yes.
So that's accrued, right?
Yes.
Right, because the tax hasn't been paid yet.
Yes.
Now, when we get fined for not having paid the tax yet on time, will that expense show up in here someday?
No, it will show up in 2014.
Okay.
I have referred that question to our auditors, and that's their recommendation.
Yeah, makes sense. On our rent expense, it's on line 54, rent expense. Okay, that is not tower, right? Line 54?
No. That, I believe...
That was for 120 Wall.
Yeah, Wall Street, yes.
I'm looking at it, and I'm... Of course, I'm trying to remember in the past, and that was a rather insane year, but...
Right. You
I'm wondering... I'm wondering how we... How for 120 Wall, we went 100. We went way over.
Oh, wait, I think
we're under. Okay, sorry. I'm looking. Okay, I'm looking at this fast.
No. Yeah.
Okay, so that's because it's getting bounced out, I guess.
Right.
Oh. All right. Thank you.
Paul, I'd appreciate you taking a closer look at that and seeing if you can flag anything that looks off to you, because I think we need all the help we can get getting clarity on WBAI's books, and it's not clear that booking expenses as accrual rather than cash has always been a consistent practice where you are.
Well, not just at BAI, but I can tell you that on the National Finance Committee we've stepped in accrual when we thought we were on a firm cash at one point. So yeah, I will look at this and look at this further because I'm just seeing it now.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We are developing. Finishing the schedules for the audit, and we are going to find more adjustment if we go through that, the audit. I'm pretty sure that we are.
Okay, Michael Novick.
Manager.
yeah,
what line that is, 57 utilities, 0 for the year. I was just curious why that was.
Line 57?
Correct.
57, yeah, line 57 utilities, budget of 55,000, nothing spent.
Yeah, because I'm not sure I could look into this, but my suspicion is, and it's kind of a normal practice, that utilities expense are usually added on to the rent expense in this particular case.
Okay.
But I can look into that.
So I'm sure that's the case for the tower utilities. That's just added into the tower rental on 73 and 72?
Yes. Same situation, yes.
Yeah, that makes more sense. And then my other concern was the PRA premiums, line 96, budgeted 25,000 and didn't spend anything there. Seems weird to me.
Okay.
That's open into the other premiums, or
again, there might be a miscategorization of the premiums and of BAI, but we could take a look at this.
Yeah, maybe compare it with the PRA. I don't know, and see did they get premium money from. I know there's some problem about the internal transfers or something, but I thought that was for 2014 or 2013. But
yeah,
PRA got money from.
They all lumped them together into like the same premiums line.
Mm-hmm. But in terms of having them line up, if there's premium income to the PRA and WBAI, there should be a premium expense on the WBAI.
Correct, yes.
Any other questions on BAI? Raul, they might appreciate if you looked into that website income line, because if there was income that was misclassified as listener support, it might lower their central service tab a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, that's one of our discussion earlier today when I went over with the general manager of the AI. I indicated to him that that is really an important category. In fact, we look at also the other description of your income. They have another website, income, that pertains to WBAI Buddy. And I told them to kind of change the description on that. For the benefit of everybody, it is important to have the proper categories of income in the right places, because that would be the basis for the CPV computation. So it's important that this income are classified correctly. Because grants and other income will not be included in the computation of for the allocation of CPV funding.
Okay. That does it for BAI. We have arrived at the time for consideration of the KPFT budget. So we will suspend our review of 2013 income statements. Do we have Dwayne Bradley on the line with us?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Dwayne, welcome to our special time.
Hey there.
Thank you for taking time out of your evening. We've got a half hour total to go over your budget, so do you want to start us off by orienting us?
Sure. Happy to be here. Once again, apparently first in the queue for consideration by the National Finance group, and I appreciate maintaining that tradition, I suppose. KPFT, for those of you who may be new on this, KPFT has a relatively small budget in the overall pie of Pacifica, very lean, and in the wake of the loss of CPB funding over the last 18 months, we've built this budget for 2015 to not include any expected income from CPB, which caused us to have to make some very, I would say, dramatic changes in our budget, and some very painful ones, including de-affiliating with Public Radio International and American Public Media, which were services KPFT had been affiliated with for at least a decade prior to my arrival 12 years ago. And that was mainly a source of predominantly sourcing out BBC World Service as a 24-hour satellite opportunity for news here in Houston. And in the wake of these budget changes precipitated by this loss of expected income, we've had to eliminate that and several other long-standing big-ticket items in our budget, one of which was, in addition to the de-affiliating and no longer pulling in the outside program sources from these other providers, it was also to drop the line for what everyone calls Arbitron Research, but it was actually a company using Arbitron Research called Radio Research Consortium. And several other large changes in the budget did not get us far enough to making a balanced budget that we could present to the local finance committee and then take to the LSB prior to bringing it before you. So we came to, I guess, in between a rock and a hard place, and it was, if you've looked through our budget, and I'm sure you have, it's a fairly lean. We have progressively been cutting it over the last several years in the wake of the recession. We have contracted our staff from a high about 5 years ago to its current status of not quite 9 FTEs. And when we got down to it, we were still not balanced, and we were looking at needing over $50,000 more in cuts to bring you a balanced budget. We looked at two options. One was to create pain on the local level. One was to create pain on the national level. And we've elected to create the pain on the national level. And it will create some pain on the local level too, but I think what it will do is precipitate a necessary national discussion. And I'm happy to at least begin that conversation tonight. We were looking at either a 25% reduction in staff here at the station, a minimum of two FTEs being reduced, or we looked at the possibility of sharing that by reducing the...
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Dwayne. Our phone line's getting very noisy. Can everyone mute, particularly if you are on speakerphone? We're getting some feedback.
Yeah, I heard myself there.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay, thanks. So what we elected to do was unilaterally reduce the central service line item to the national office from 17% to 12%. That effected enough of a shift in expenses to where we have the budget that was passed through the station board and finance committee and presented to you. Prior to making this unilateral decision,
which I again say was supported by the local finance committee and the local station board. I also had discussions with the now departed to KiwiLand interim executive director, Bernard Duncan, and as a former general manager at our KPFK sister station, I do have his written support. He was hoping that this would have, well, that A, he would have stayed longer, B, that this process would have gone through channels quicker, and that he would be on this call as well to speak in defense of the choice we made. This has been something that I would say is long overdue. And Bernard, while he was in that position, though shortly, was of mind that there needed to be some necessary cost-benefit evaluations for what we were getting for that 17%. And I don't want to belabor the discussion, but I would like to say that when I came into this position over 12 and a half years ago now, that we had a national structure that arguably could justify the 17% that was going to the national office in Berkeley. Before that, we had not just what remains there now, but we also had a national program director, we had a national HR director, we had a national development director, we had a more extensive finance staff, we had a lot of services that we get for that 17%. So that was what we elected to do to get us to a point where we had a budget that we could actually discuss with you tonight. The choice to go from 17 to 12, honestly, was, I thought, generous to not reduce it further based on what we've gotten over the last several years, approaching many. I don't know. I think that sort of sets the plate for a necessary discussion, which I'm sure KPFT has, in my tenure, attempted to serve as a model of maybe how the network could work, and programmatically as well as financially. And so if we are the station through which this, I would argue, overdue necessary discussion begins, then I'm happy. So that's about it, I think, in terms of anything specific. It's a fairly bare-bones budget. It's the main issues, I think, before us are the decision we made here to essentially save a KPFT, two of our eight full-time staff positions, or reduce national superstructure costs. So I'm open to, I guess, questions or comments on that.
Before I open this back, I'll just catch you up on where we're at, Duane. At our last meeting, we had discussed how the national op has slimmed down considerably in the past couple months, and Raul believes it may well be able to operate on less money from the stations in the future. We're going to work backwards from what they need and try to get that assessment lowered. We don't know by how much, but we don't have those figures together from the national office yet. Stack on the